Here we go.
I would like to be known as the Big Aristotle.
And I'm determined to bring a championship to Minnesota.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
Oh, ho, ho! Up high, down hard! Yeah! In your life have you seen anything like that?
I can't believe you're a golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
Stand up and shine!
My butt, baby! Don't you ever touch my butt! How do you like that?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Well, we're live. I didn't do it.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of The Scoop here on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Also online at myklgr.com. Fit the midway point of the week. We've got a lot of great stuff to get to here today. Going to be debuting a couple of our regular segments that will be taking place here on Wednesday as kind of a slower day with sports. So we've got a couple of segments, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and also film study. Those are coming up later on in today's show. And a lot of talkers to get to here today as well. So we'll have plenty that we cover on today's edition of The Scoop. Be sure to check out myklgr.com/thescoop as we have updated the show page with bios on a couple of the guests that will be joining us on a weekly basis, Brandon Warren and Dan Slaybaugh. You can check out their Twitter profiles as well as some of their work that they do for their respective sites. So be sure to check that out. It's a great insight from those two as well. We'll be talking a lot of NBA on Friday, as well as tomorrow as the NBA draft tomorrow night. So we are going to hit that pretty hard over the next couple of days. But for right now, let us jump right in to our top sports headlines of the day. Jump all time here on The Scoop, and here are the top sports headlines of the day. The Minnesota Twins offense woke up last night as they ended up starting off their series against the Philadelphia Phillies with an offensive surge. They beat the Phillies by a score of 15-10, and Kurt Suzuki providing a lot of the offense for the Twins last night. The Minnesota Lynx tried to continue their perfect start to the season and extend their franchise record for best start to the year as they took on the also unbeaten Los Angeles Sparks yesterday. And the Lynx able to keep their streak intact as they beat the Sparks by a score of 72-69. Minnesota Vikings have a new site for their new practice facility. As there was a vote last night, the Eagan site, the Eagan City Council approving the Vikings headquarters and practice facility being moved to that location, a 200-acre site that we will talk about a little bit later as well. So a good day for the Vikings also. And within the last half hour or so, a couple of crazy NBA trades going on, as a couple of superstars have opted out of their contracts as well, all leading up to the draft tomorrow night. Teams trying to get some moves done beforehand so that they can position themselves to either draft or trade tomorrow at the NBA draft. And Rory McIlroy has opted out of the Olympics in Brazil due to concerns about the Zika virus. He's not the first athlete to do so, and he certainly will not be the last. So those are our top sports headlines here for today. And why don't we take a little bit of time here and go a little more in depth with some of those sports headlines. And we will start off by talking about the Minnesota Twins, who yesterday started their series against the Philadelphia Phillies. And it was a good start for the Twins as they were able to get some good offensive production from a couple of players who have been struggling here over the first few months of the season. But the Twins able to get a lot of good things done yesterday.
And a 2-2. Hit high in the air, left field, got a chance. Left fielder back. Ashy on the track, on the wall. Dunk! Two-run shot for Suzuki. Twins now lead 10-6.
So the Twins took the 10-6 lead there. They ended up leading by a score of 14-6 before a four-run eighth inning for the Phillies. They ended up holding on to win by a score of 14-10. And after the game, Twins starter Tyler Duffy, who got knocked around a little bit, had some pretty tough words of his performance.
I noticed I was hanging breaking balls, which, you know, not normally a thing that I do, and, you know, letting some sail even up and away. So that's something that I've seen that happens. I'm doing something wrong. I needed to be quick with some runners on. It was a little too quick, you know, the one to board. I was just worried about the runner on first. Probably could have slowed it down a little bit. I'm pretty quick anyways, and, you know, missed over the middle, and then, you know, got behind 3-1 to Rupp. Missed my spot there, and it was just, you know, some of those things that, you know, made some pitches I wanted and didn't get, you know, the guy squibs the ball to third base, you got no play on, board this next guy, homer kind of thing, and it's just, you know, it's one of those things you got to be better, especially when you get runners on, you know, and missing spots with my fastball, you know, I don't throw 95, that's what's going to happen if I miss.
Paul Molitor had some thoughts after the game as well about Kurt Suzuki's recent offensive production.
He has been surging, you know, we're seeing a little bit of power, you know, getting some hits with runners in scoring position, something that we've been lacking, I think, as a unit. So, you know, you just hope that, you know, some of the guys watch these people that are taking good at-bats in those situations and starting to get some results, and we can start having a little better approach in those situations.
Some of the numbers for the Twins. Kurt Suzuki finished the night 4-for-5 with 6 RBIs, including a home run and a couple of a double and a triple, just finishing a single shy of the cycle. And Tyler Duffy, things did not go well, as he now has a 6.18 ERA and 11 home runs allowed in his last 11 starts after posting a 3.1 ERA in 10 starts with only 4 home runs surrendered last year as a rookie. So some numbers that need to be improved on for Tyler Duffy. Would not be surprised to see him be optioned to AAA to try to work on his mechanics a little bit, but the Twins will certainly take the win after having a tough time coming by those victories earlier on this homestand. They'll take one and will try to make it 2 in a row tonight against the Phillies. The pitching matchup will be Adam Morgan against Kyle Gibson. So we'll see if the Twins can keep it rolling against the Phillies tonight. On to our second top headline of the day, the Minnesota Lynx, as mentioned, taking on the Los Angeles Sparks, and things were very close until the end of the game.
Lynx looking to get it in. They spot Whalen. She'll drive into the corner. Montgomery open for 3. Got it! 2.9 seconds to go. Renee Montgomery drills the left corner 3, and the Lynx have a 72-69 lead.
So at that point, it was 72-69, and the Lynx trying to hang on for the win.
Second by Parker, no good. She throws it off, grabs the rebound, out to Tolliver, 3 ball, got it! It was a two, and the ball game is over, and the Lynx have won, 72-71. They are going to review this. Actually, they will say no basket at all. They wave it off, and the Lynx win 72-71, They hand LA their first loss of the season and improve to 13-0 as they pick up the victory 72-69 over LA here tonight. What a ball game by Minnesota.
So a pretty exciting game for the Lynx last night, but they are able to keep their unbeaten start to the season intact as they win 72-69. We will get to more of our top headlines throughout the course of the show today, but we are going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we will get things rolling with our segment, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and that is on the way here on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
And that's the bottom line.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9 is radio you can depend on for sports and play-by-play.
Well, here we go. Our Wednesday segment, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Basically, how this is going to work on a weekly basis is I have grouped together a series of good, bad, and ugly box scores or sports notes. And what we'll do is we'll read through them in bunches. And at the end, I'll go through and pick the best, the worst, and the ugliest. So let's start off, let's keep things a little close to home here, starting off with some good, the bad, and the ugly of the Minnesota Twins over the last week and also kind of throughout the first part of the regular season as well. Starting off with the good, Kurt Suzuki hitting .429 with two home runs and nine RBIs in his last seven games. Brian Dozier started to pick it up as well. He's hitting .364 with one home run, three RBIs, and two stolen bases over his last seven games. Max Kepler starting to find himself a spot in the lineup as he is hitting .381 with one home run and four RBIs as well as one stolen base over the last seven games. And Eduardo Escobar getting back into his rhythm as well, .389 with two home runs and six RBIs over the last seven games. To the bad, Robbie Grossman, the pickup that the Twins made part of the way through the season, who was really, really good at the plate for the Twins over the first couple of months. He has started to cool off, hitting just .105 with two runs scored over the last seven games. Byron Buxton continues his up and down season as he now is hitting .67 with one RBI and one stolen base over the last seven games. The Twins, in general, were 2-4 over the past week, all of those games at home, which is also very, very bad. And 76 home runs for the Twins, they have allowed 100. So that is the good and the bad. The ugly coming up here for the Twins, and it is just that. Twins have the worst run differential in Major League Baseball at -112 runs in second from the bottom, Philadelphia with -107, and Cincinnati is third worst at -101. Twins ERA is 5.30, which is 29th in Major League Baseball. They have 26 quality starts as a staff, which is 26th in Major League Baseball. The Twins pitcher's whip, which is walks and hits per innings pitched, is 1.47, which is 29th in baseball, and the opponent batting average, .291, which is 30th in Major League Baseball. So the offense runs, .282, 25th in baseball. Team batting average of .246, which is 20th in Major League Baseball, so not as bad. On-base percentage of .311, which is 31st. Slugging percentage of .399, which is 21st in Major League Baseball. The Twins are 18 games out of first place, which is tied for the most in any division in Major League Baseball. Cleveland leading the Central at 40-30. And the Twins have a Major League worst 10 saves in 21 opportunities. So 10 for 21 in saves, which is also worst in Major League Baseball. So there is the good, the bad, and the ugly for the Minnesota Twins. Moving on to just Major League Baseball in general, taking a look at how some teams have done here over the past week. Starting off with the good, the Atlanta Braves, 6-0 this past week. 34 runs scored compared to just 16 runs allowed. The Texas Rangers, 6-1 this past week, 28 runs scored and 24 runs allowed. And the San Francisco Giants and the Arizona Diamondbacks, both 5-1. The Giants scoring 41 runs over that span and allowing just 11. And the Diamondbacks, 28 runs scored compared to just 10 runs allowed. So very, very good for those four teams. To the bad, the Baltimore Orioles, 3-4 last week. They scored 37 runs but gave up 42. The Seattle Mariners were 2-5 this past week with 28 runs scored and 31 runs allowed. The Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins, both 2-4. The Athletics scored just 15 runs over that span and allowed 26. The Twins scored 32 and allowed 43. And the ugly, starting off with the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Milwaukee Brewers. All three of those teams went 1-6 over the past week. The Pirates scoring 19 runs, giving up 52, including losing a game 15-4 to the Giants. The Rays scoring 17 runs and giving up 37. And the Brewers scoring 21 runs and giving up 36. And the ugly, also the Philadelphia Phillies, who are 0-7. They've lost their last 9 games, scoring 19 runs over those past 7 and allowing 56. So there is the good, the bad, and the ugly for Major League Baseball. To sports in general, the good. Dustin Johnson winning the U.S. Open at 4-under, including a 69 in the final round. LeBron James winning the NBA Finals MVP, 41 points in Games 5 and 6, and then 27 points in the Game 7 clincher for the Cavs. Kyrie Irving also in the good column, 41 points in Game 5, 23 in Game 6, and 26 points in Game 7. A couple of low round totals on the U.S. Open final round. David Lingmuth with a 67 in the final round. He had the low round of the day among competitors. And Brooks Koepka had a 68 in the final round at the U.S. Open. To the bad, Golden State blowing a 3-1 finals lead, and they were 15 of 41 from 3 in Game 7. Klay Thompson scoring just 14 points on 6 of 17 shooting in Game 7, also bad. A couple of players who had good regular seasons but failed to show up in the finals. Harrison Barnes, who was held completely scoreless in Game 6, managed 10 points in Game 7. And then Kevin Love, who was pretty much absent from Game 3 on for the Cavaliers, despite the fact that they were able to win that series. And then Lee Westwood with a final round 80 in the U.S. Open. So that some bad things that happened. And the ugly couple of items, the USGA's handling of the penalty stroke assessed to Dustin Johnson. Instead of making a decision flat out, they opted to wait. So Dustin had that kind of sitting in the back of his head over the course of his round. And Draymond Green for getting suspended from Game 5, a game that ended up completely tilting the balance of the series for the Cavaliers. So there you have it, the good, the bad, and the ugly here for this week. And we are going to go with the good being Dustin Johnson, the best rather, being Dustin Johnson winning the U.S. Open at 4-under. The worst being the Golden State Warriors blowing a 3-1 finals lead. And the ugliest being the way the USGA handled the penalty stroke assessed to Dustin Johnson. So there you have it, the good, the bad, and the ugly here for today. And that is a segment that we will have regularly here throughout the course of The Scoop. We are going to take another break. We will come back right after this.
You're listening to The Scoop.
I'll be back.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Catch The Scoop Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9.
Back here on The Scoop on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. And we are going to get into another one of our weekly segments, this one called Film Study. And what we're going to do is take a look at either a past or present film that is related to sports. We'll give you the trailer and also give you the reviews and recommend if you should see it if you haven't, or if you should stay away from it. And our first movie that we will be doing seems kind of appropriate considering we are just entering what is considered the best part of the summer. And no better activity to do in the summer than golf. So our first movie going to be Happy Gilmore, one of my personal favorites. Adam Sandler, of course, the main star of Happy Gilmore. And taking a look at the Rotten Tomatoes review of Happy Gilmore, got just a 60% average rating of 5.6 out of 10 from critics, over 53 reviews. But if you look at how the audience rated it, it got an 85% with an average rating of 3.7 out of 5 in just under 990,000 reviews. So definitely a very popular movie and just a classic as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to play you the trailer for Happy Gilmore. Not a very long trailer, but nonetheless, for those who maybe haven't seen Happy Gilmore, want to make sure to give you an opportunity to see what you may be able to enjoy.
Y'all ready for this?
Meet Happy Gilmore. He was a hockey player.
Don't you ever touch my puck!
Now he's going from the rinks to the links.
Where are you going with those clubs, punk?
I'm your caddy.
He's got the swing.
He shoots, he scores!
He's got the drive.
This guy sucks.
He's got the ball.
All right, let's go.
Adam Sandler is Happy Gilmore.
There you have it. Like I said, just a short trailer for Happy Gilmore, but who can forget the scene with Bob Barker where they start to duke it out after not playing well on the Pro-Am. But nonetheless, just a 92-minute movie, so not too long compared to how long movies are getting here nowadays. And it is rated PG-13 for language and some comic sexuality. The bio: Adam Sandler's second popular starring vehicle after Billy Madison is a goofy, lowbrow paean to golf, hockey, and the comic hysterics of its childlike star. In Happy Gilmore, Sandler plays the title character, a raw, determined, but ultimately untalented hockey player who keeps trying out for the pros. When Happy discovers his grandmother, played by Frances Bay, will lose her home if she doesn't fork over $270,000 to the IRS, he tries to figure out how he could possibly scrounge up the cash. An idea strikes during a game of one-upsmanship with a couple of furniture movers stripping his grandmother's home. On his first ever swing, he drives a golf ball further than the movers have ever seen. Before long, he has transplanted the foul-mouthed, aggressive persona of the hockey rink to the links, winning an amateur tourney that earns him a spot on the pro tour. Throttling everyone from a helpless caddy to game show host Bob Barker during the course of this 90-day quest to amass prize money, Happy also wins the sport a legion of new fans with his in-your-face style. Guiding him on his quest is a whimsical retired pro who lost his hand to an alligator, played by the great Carl Weathers, and an attractive public relations woman charmed by Happy's antics, played by Julie Bowen. Opposing him, however, is sneering hotshot shooter McGavin, played by Christopher McDonald. who will do anything to win his championship jacket and see Happy fail. So this movie came out in 1996, but is still a classic even today. So be sure to check that out. Gets the seal of approval from me here on The Scoop. Well, we are going to take another quick break. We'll be back with more coming up after this.
You're listening to The Scoop.
You cannot be serious!
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Your home for Redwood Valley Cardinal Athletics all season long. KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9.
.345 here on The Scoop, and did want to take a little bit of time to mention the news that was coming out of the Vikings camp today. And this officially came out last night, posted on the Minnesota Vikings page. The Egan City Council has formally approved the Minnesota Vikings plan to move the team headquarters and training facility to a 200-acre site located off of I-494 at the intersection of Dodd Road and Lone Oak Parkway. Coming on a unanimous vote, the City Council changed the land use designation of the site from major office to mixed use, allowing the team to pursue an overall development that includes offices, retail, residential, hospitality, and a conference center, and uses the Vikings headquarters and practice facility as a development anchor. The Vikings now have preliminary approvals on all phases of the planned development, including 40 acres in Phase 1 to construct the team headquarters, indoor practice facility, outdoor practice fields, an expandable outdoor stadium, as well as a multi-phase mixed-use development that will occur in stages over the next 10 to 15 years. And basically, what Phase 1 is going to include is 5 outdoor fields, 4 with grass, 1 with synthetic turf, an outdoor stadium with an anticipated capacity of 6,000, which will be expandable, outdoor training areas including a sand pit and inclined surfaces, an indoor practice facility with a 100-yard synthetic surface field and full clear height for kicking, a team auditorium and player position meeting rooms, as well as media center and press facilities, expanded locker room, weight room, and equipment facilities, cardiovascular and specialized speed rooms, hydrotherapy room and post-workout recovery rooms, a new administrative office for front office staff. So that is what is going to be included in Phase 1. The Vikings anticipate the site work to begin within the next several weeks, followed by a ceremonial groundbreaking later this summer. The team's goal is to move into the new facility in the spring of 2018. So some exciting news coming from the Vikings as they look to add some new team headquarter facilities to the already impressive U.S. Bank Stadium that is complete and is awaiting hosting the Vikings in the preseason. So that another one of our top headlines today, but just wanted to expand on it a little bit to let you know some of the things that will be coming to that team headquarter facility here for the Vikings. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll take a look at what's on deck. That's on the way here on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Visit myklgr.com.
Wrapping things up here on today's edition of The Scoop, and we're going to take a look at what's on deck here tonight with what we have for sporting events going on this evening. We'll start off in Major League Baseball, some games already underway. The Angels taking on the Astros in Houston, and Houston has just pulled ahead of the Angels by a score of 2-1. Matt Shoemaker on the hill for the Angels, just giving up the go-ahead run to the Astros. Cardinals and the Cubs playing as well in an early afternoon game, and the Cardinals all over the Cubs by a score of 7-2 in that game. Cubs have been scuffling a little bit as of late. See if they can try to pick it up a little bit to remain one of the top teams in Major League Baseball. Milwaukee Brewers taking on Oakland, and the Athletics have a 1-0 lead in the top of the fifth inning. Diamondbacks and Blue Jays, and it is 3-1, Toronto on top of the Diamondbacks, that game in the top of the third inning. A couple of finals from earlier today, the Miami Marlins beating the Atlanta Braves by a score of 3-0. The New York Yankees beat the Rockies 9-8. The Mets beat the Royals 4-3. Games for tonight. San Diego Padres taking on Baltimore at Camden Yards. That game at 6:05 tonight. The San Francisco Giants taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates at PNC Park at 6:05 as well. A couple of 6:10 starts. The Chicago White Sox at Fenway Park to take on the Boston Red Sox. The Tampa Bay Rays at Progressive Field to take on the Cleveland Indians. The Seattle Mariners at Comerica Park to take on the Detroit Tigers. All three of those games starting at 6:10. 7:05 start the Cincinnati Reds taking on the Texas Rangers at Globe Life Park in Arlington. Target Field for Game 2 tonight between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Minnesota Twins. And the pitching matchup for the game features Adam Morgan of the Phillies, 1-6 with a 6.49 ERA. And Kyle Gibson for the Twins, 0-5 with a 6.06 ERA. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, it's the Washington Nationals and the LA Dodgers. It'll be Joe Ross going for the Nationals against Julio Urias for the Dodgers. So that is the look at Major League Baseball. Elsewhere in what we have going on tonight, just one game going on in the College World Series, and that features UC Santa Barbara going up against Arizona tonight at 6 o'clock. That's the only game going on in Omaha. Tomorrow night it'll be Coastal Carolina and Texas Tech. The Minnesota Lynx are off tonight. One game already in the books for the WNBA. It was the New York Liberty taking on the Atlanta Dream, and the Liberty won 90-79. The other game on the schedule here for the WNBA tonight has Indiana and Washington. That'll get underway at 6 o'clock. So that is a look at the schedule here for both Major League Baseball and other sports around the United States, as not a whole lot going on here tonight with the NBA and NHL both done, but plenty to look forward to with the draft going on tomorrow night for the NBA. And then also this weekend, the NHL will have their player draft. So we will be taking a look at both of those coming up for the rest of the week. Also a programming note tomorrow, and we'll talk about this more in depth tomorrow, but we will be covering Redwood Valley VFW baseball tomorrow night at Memorial Field. They'll be taking on Redwood County. So we will cover that at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. But as mentioned, plenty more on that coming up throughout the course of the day tomorrow as well. And it is getting to that point in the day where it is time for us to wrap things up here on The Scoop.
All aboard!
Enough's enough!
Taunting Marty Foster to throw him out, and he's gone.
Yeah, he gone.
Fans want an ejection. There he goes.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
So that wraps it up for today's edition of The Scoop. We'll have the show podcasted before too long. So if you missed anything from today's show, you can check out myklgr.com/thescoop and hear it all in its entirety. Also, if you missed a previous episode, be sure to check that out as well. Same place. You can find all of the episodes there on myklgr.com/thescoop. Coming up tomorrow, we will be taking a look at some of the NBA trades that happened today, and I anticipate more happening tonight leading up to the draft tomorrow. So we'll take a long look at the NBA tomorrow. Also, we'll talk some VFW baseball during tomorrow's show. And I'll have a list on tomorrow's program of some targets for the Minnesota Timberwolves to try to target for the draft. Otherwise, if they decide to trade the pick, I'll have some possible scenarios for them to look at as well. And we'll be joined on Friday by Dan Slabaugh from On the Prowl to recap the draft and take a look ahead to free agency as well. So all of that is coming up the rest of the week here on The Scoop. Have a good rest of your Wednesday. We'll be on again at 3:05 tomorrow here on KLGR Redwood Falls. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.